We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by Keepersall Estates, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Not long before his death in 1971, Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. Alinsky, from Chicago, called himself a community organizer, the same title once claimed by Barack Obama. Rules for Radicals springs from the premise that established institutions and cultural norms stand in opposition to racial, political, and social justice. Thus, such institutions and cultural norms are fair game. Rules for Radicals comes to mind as we contemplate the malicious prosecution of Governor Rick Perry. If you somehow missed it, Governor Perry has been indicted by a Travis County grand jury for abusing the power of his office. The indictment comes as a result of a case filed by a special prosecutor. That special prosecutor was appointed as the result of a complaint filed by the liberal group Texans for Public Justice. The facts of this case, including the DWI conviction of Travis County District Attorney Rosemary Limburg, are well known. We laid out those facts earlier this week at UTellMeTexas.com. For the sake of time today, let's let it suffice to say that the case against Rick Perry is a crock. In the case of Governor Perry, rule number 12 from Rules of Radicals, Rules for Radicals, can be seen in full operation. The rule states, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Politics has always been a blood sport, but with the introduction of previously counterculture tactics to mainstream politics, one can't help feeling that a line has been crossed from which there may be no possible return. The indictment of Rick Perry is disturbing not because of the impact it will have on Rick Perry. The indictment is disturbing because of the realization that the left, emboldened by the success of the Alinsky-style Chicago politics practiced by Barack Obama, no longer feels the need to even make a pretense of legal or moral propriety. This speaks to a troubling devolution in the American political process. Not long ago, propriety dictated that you couldn't accuse a political opponent of a crime without some bits and pieces that it could at least momentarily pass as evidence of an actual crime. But now, as the Perry prosecution clearly reveals, a criminal case against a political opponent need not have any more substance to it than that of a TV attack ad. In the hands of a prosecutor so inclined, criminal prosecution is just another political weapon. Rick Perry is a successful, popular conservative governor of a deeply red state. He has possible presidential aspirations. This is simply intolerable to the current generation of Texas Democrats. Thus, under Alinsky rules, anything goes. Nothing is out of bounds. Such would have been abhorrent to Texas Democrats like Lloyd Benson, William Hobby, and Bob Bullock. But those gentlemen are all long gone, along with the personal and political ethics they embraced. It's Saul Alinsky-style ethics that now guide Texas Democrats. That's my word. What's yours? Go to UTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. We can be thankful that this summer has not lived up to the reputation of East Texas summers. Taken all around, we've gotten off pretty easy. But summer can't be avoided altogether, and Dr. Bob Peters tells us this morning that it will be hot this weekend, but it won't be uncomfortable on the patio at the Keepersall Winery. That's because they have cooling units that wash cool air down over the seats and tables that overlook the lush, green beauty of the Keepersall Vineyard. There, comfortably in the outdoors, you can sip a glass of wine, enjoy a meat and cheese tray, and spend quality, relaxing time with a friend or a spouse. Take the edge off the heat. I recommend the Keepersall Texas Vit, a cool, crisp, dry, but not too dry, white. It's the wine on the little sign with my picture on it. Try it before you buy. The nominal $1 tasting fee, as always, is on me. Just tell them I sent you. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.